Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. The University at Albany's Emeritus Center is an association of retired faculty, administrators, and professionals who have been granted emeritus status. Established in 2006, the center encourages emeriti to continue pursuing the university's mission of teaching, research, and service. Last spring, a new Emeritus Center sponsored Albany Lifelong Learning Institute, ALLI to its friends, held its first batch of courses. A Lifelong Learning Institute is a member-driven nonprofit community for adults focused on intellectual engagement and social connection through non-credit, peer-led, and or expert-taught courses. Started with three courses, had 50 registered students. By fall, they'd grown to six and 180 students. This spring semester, they'll offer six courses, and we learn more now. Carol Whitaker is chair of the ALLI Committee and a member of the UAlbany Emeritus Center Board of Directors. She joins us along with roundtable panelist Jim Ketterer, senior fellow at Bard Center for Civic Engagement and a course instructor at ALLI. And I welcome you both. Jim, welcome you back. And Carol, welcome you to the program. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Joe. It's always, I'm always eager to talk about ALLI. You pronounce
ALLI. Yeah.
ALLI. But we pronounce it ALLI as in ALLI, your ALLI for continued learning and social engagement.
Well, I would probably pronounce it that way too, if I didn't have a cousin whose name was ALLI who pronounced it ALLI. But right, so it gets in my brain. But I like how that is how you think of that as an ALLI. That's very cool. So I will continue to I will correct and as we go on. So Carol, give us a sense of one of the things that came clear just in reading the introduction, that this is a program that has caught on. It is a program that is growing. And I'm interested in your eye of how much can you do here? What is the growth plan of something like this and the importance of it to our community?
Well, Joe, demographic would tell you that the fastest growing demographic is older adults. So we have a lot of people who have retired early and they have a long retirement ahead of them. We have people who are in the demographic who really like to continue learning. Many of us were those people who love school and never wanted to leave school. And so we continued to take courses, to get further degrees as we went along because we love school. And now that we're retired, we still want to do some learning. So we may have different needs related to that learning, but when we've done surveys, what we have found is that people love history, they love literature, they love anything related to politics and political science. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Jim, who taught our course in political science in foreign policy last fall. And that was one of our courses that sold out. This semester, we will have a course in AI and society. It is a course that sold out within 6 weeks. I'm sorry, it sold out within 3 weeks. So we are always trying to find courses that people are interested in. This year we have one on weather, which is very important. People are interested in weather and forecasting weather. So we do surveys all the time to find out what people are interested in, and then we try to find the instructors who will provide those courses. Our courses are for 6 weeks, so it's not a huge commitment, but you can learn a lot in 6 weeks.
You sure can. Jim, what has it been like for you to have these students and to do exactly what Carol just described?
So when I moved back to Egypt in 2019, I became the dean of the School of Continuing Education at the American University in Cairo. And that experience really, not just kind of in theory, but in practice, made me a true believer of this kind of education, of truly lifelong learning education. You know, Harvard has some people who have come up with this idea of a 60-year curriculum, and that might in fact be too short with lifespans getting longer and longer, and as Carol said, retirements getting longer as well. And so I see this kind of what Ali or Ally is doing is a continuation of this trend. I mean, during the pandemic, I think there was a real kind of renewed focus on lifelong learning. There was a real sense that not only is this a legitimate way of learning and that there's a segment of the population that deserves to have high quality courses delivered for them, but also that it's part and parcel of a way we should look at education holistically. It's not just that people will, you know, go to high school and it's only this amount of time, and if you go to college that it's these 4 years, but to really think about the entirety of education as it relates to someone's life and as it intersects with someone's life at different times. Now, when I was teaching the course on U.S. foreign policy that Carol was mentioning, I had a really interesting experience. I mean, I enjoyed it so much and found the people who, the learners in that class, to be such a joy to work with. At the same time that I was teaching that course, I was also teaching a graduate seminar at Bard, also on diplomacy and foreign policy issues. And there was 1 2-week span where I was doing sessions on the Cuban Missile Crisis with my Bard graduate students, who are generally in their mid-20s, and also with the Ally students who are retired. And it was a very different but interesting experience for the 20-somethings who, you know, the Cuban Missile Crisis is ancient history. For some of the people in my Ally course, they were in college at that time. They remember the Cuban Missile Crisis. They have a very different perspective on it. And both of them, in their own ways, really keeps me on my toes as an instructor. And so anyway, I really enjoyed the experience of working with the Ally students and learners, and I look forward to doing it again. I think still to be decided, but I think I might be giving a course on the Middle East in the fall.
We're going to post a link on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. I could give it to you, their link, but it's long, but it's you can go to albany.edu and look at Lifelong Learning Institute and you'll find it, but we have a link on our website. Carol, we have about a minute. Just give us a sense. So still time for people to get involved in the spring, or should they be looking to the fall?
No, they can look to the spring courses. We have several of them that are listed on the website in great detail. And there's one, Joe, that I think you definitely would be interested in. And that's a course, the entire session, 6 weeks, will be spent on George Eliot's Middlemarch.
So, oh, that's cool.
We have a professor, a retired professor of English, Randall Craig, who is followed by his groupies. We call them Randy's groupies. He taught a course in neo-Victorian literature and was so popular that he's coming back to spend a whole session on Middlemarch. I'm sure that's a course right up your alley.
Well, indeed. That's delightful. I look forward to seeing the whole list. You can do so as well. Go to our website, wamc.org/roundtable, or just look up Albany Lifelong Learning Institute and you can find that information as well. Carol and Jim, thank you very much. A delight to have you both. I appreciate it. We'll be back right after this.